It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. In Libya, violence is escalating between competing military factions, raising questions of whether the country is nearing a civil war. The only working airport in the capital of Tripoli shut down yesterday after it was hit by an airstrike from forces loyal to a renegade general. Dozens have been killed since General Khalifa Haftar ordered his military to march on Tripoli on Thursday in an effort to topple the United Nations-backed government based in the country's capital. Jared Malzin is a Middle East correspondent with The Wall Street Journal, and he joins The Takeaway to give us the latest in Tripoli. Jared, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
So the city was attacked by General Khalifa Haftar's forces. Tell us who he is.
So he is a very intriguing figure whose life kind of weaves through the history of Libya over the last few decades. He was a general in the army of Muammar Gaddafi, who, of course, was the dictator in Libya for decades. And then he broke with the regime back in the 80s, and he actually joined the opposition and was actually adopted by the CIA, who ran a campaign to destabilize the Libyan regime in the late 80s. And then he went into exile in the United States for about 20 years until he returned to Libya in 2011 when the revolution against the Gaddafi regime began. And he took command of a group of rebels and then eventually split with the government that came to power at that time and kind of struck out on his own and has been taking over an ever larger section of Libya since then.
How do Libyans across the country see him, and what has his rule been like so far?
He is a deeply polarizing figure in Libya. He has a degree of support from some Libyans who see him as a force for stability because he succeeded in returning security and a semblance of stability to the areas that he's taken over in the east in cities like Benghazi. But there's also a lot of concern from Libyans who see him as a kind of dictator in the making. He is a kind of career military figure and someone who is clearly very ambitious. I think what a lot of analysts will tell you is that what he's demonstrated with this latest offensive is that he wants to take over the country by force. There's also a lot of concern because his commanders, his forces have been accused of war crimes. One of his deputies is wanted by the ICC for a set of summary executions. So definitely a very divisive figure.
The Tripoli-based government, as we mentioned at the top, is backed by the United Nations. But how much power does it really have at this point?
They have some power in the sense that they control some of the key institutions in Libya, like the central bank. They also control the National Oil Company, which obviously controls the lifeblood of Libya's economy in the form of oil. But in terms of the territory they control, that it's obviously a shrinking patch. And the simple fact is that there is no single unified Libyan state in the sense of having institutions like a police force or an army that can that really control the country. So it is a weak government in that sense, in terms of its limited sovereignty. But it is also essential in the sense that it is the single unified center of power in the country.
And of course, we know the U.S. military pulled some of its troops from Libya this past weekend and called on Haftar to give up his fight. What does that tell us about our role in Libya and the strategy going forward?
The U.S. pulling its troops out on Sunday, it's the latest in this kind of tortured history that the United States has had in Libya since 2011, when NATO launched airstrikes in support of the rebellion that overthrew the Gaddafi regime. And, you know, those troops were there doing counterterrorism and providing support to diplomatic missions, according to the U.S. military. My understanding is that it was a relatively small contingent of troops, but it's a bad sign for the situation in Libya. And in the past, when the U.S. has pulled out, it's prompted other countries to pull their forces out. And so it's just a worrying sign for where the situation is heading.
I mean, is the situation ultimately heading towards a quote unquote civil war? I mean, is Libya on the precipice of that as we speak?
It is. Libya has been in an armed conflict pretty much continuously since 2011. That conflict goes from here to there and it ebbs and flows. But what's happening now is a culmination of several months of fighting in which Haftar's forces have swept into the south. They took over the oil fields down in southern Libya, as well as the gateway to Niger and West Africa. And then they push north from there. And so this is a culmination of an escalation in fighting that has been happening with relatively little attention being paid to it. And Haftar has also refused to back down. You know, there's a consensus that there needs to be a de-escalation, and he has shown no signs of backing away. That sets up this concerning scenario where there might be a long and protracted battle for the capital.
That's Jared Malzin, Middle East correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Jared, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.